This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross, who's off this week. As the 2012 election approaches, voter ID laws and other measures which could affect turnout have been adopted in key states and created controversy. According to the New York Times, 33 states now have laws requiring identification for voting, and 5 require specific kinds of photo IDs to vote. One of those states is Pennsylvania, where a law adopted earlier this year is under a legal challenge from plaintiffs who say it will disenfranchise many poor, minority, and elderly voters. A judge today denied the plaintiff's motion to block implementation of that law. The battle now goes to the state Supreme Court. In general, the new voting laws have been adopted by Republican lawmakers and fervently opposed by Democrats. We're devoting most of today's show to the battle over voting rules in the coming election, and in a few moments we'll speak with Columbia Law School professor Nate Persily, who specializes in voting and election law. But first, we meet the prime sponsor of Pennsylvania's controversial voter ID law. Darrell Metcalf is a Republican state legislator from Butler County in western Pennsylvania. He's a 14-year member of the legislature and one of its most outspoken and conservative members. He spoke to us from Harrisburg. Representative Metcalf, welcome to Fresh Air. Why does Pennsylvania need to require voters to show ID at polling places, do you think?
Well, it's just a common sense policy that I've been working on for about a decade now, trying to get it in place, and we were finally successful in passing it and having the governor sign it into law. We had worked on it about 10 years back when my legislation was ultimately watered down and just we just started requiring ID the first time that someone voted. But I believe it's very important, as Jimmy Carter and James Baker III had identified in their commission they had worked on in a very bipartisan way, that for the electorate to have confidence in the election process, then when someone shows up to vote, they ought to actually show that they are who they claim to be.
Okay. Now, I want to talk a little bit about kind of the particular kinds of fraud that might be at issue here. But first, I want to ask you, people who have studied elections say that there's a tension and a balance to be struck between access to the ballot and the security of the ballot. You want to make elections secure and honest, but you also want to let as many people, all legitimately qualified people, vote. Do you think that when the law is implemented, that there will be any impact in terms of some legally qualified voters not being able to cast ballots?
No. I think the U.S. Supreme Court identified on the same side as I did, as I am, in the court case involving the Indiana voter ID law. I think that there is a responsibility involved with exercising any right. When you exercise your right to bear arms, you certainly have a responsibility in doing that in the right way. When I go get a carry permit in the state of Pennsylvania to carry a firearm concealed, I have to show photo ID to exercise that right. I think it's a responsibility that's not too great a burden to ask, just as the U.S. Supreme Court identified that it was not too great a burden to ask a citizen to actually have identification when they show up to cast their vote.
Right. But there have been a lot of stories in the media, and there are the plaintiffs in the legal challenge here. Older folks who don't drive, who may not have photo ID. There was a story of a 70-year-old woman from Scranton, Pennsylvania, who'd had a long career in teaching and horse breeding, but because she didn't have a driver's license and because she had been divorced, her name was different from her birth certificate, and the State Department of Transportation simply told her she couldn't get one until a reporter called. I mean, are there not cases in which elderly folks or some others simply may not have the ID, even though they would be otherwise legally eligible to vote?
No, I don't believe so. I think a lot of these cases are being drummed up just to try and make it sound like there's, sad sack stories out there. We have millions of people voting here in Pennsylvania and across this country. Those millions of legal voters deserve to have their votes protected. Every legally cast vote should be protected from being undermined by the forces of corruption. And individuals have a responsibility under the new law to secure the ID they will need. And whether somebody's cashing a check or whether they're getting prescription medicine or cough syrup, I was just recently traveling up to New York and I got sick during the trip and I had to go to the store and get some cough medicine and I had to show photo ID. And if I wouldn't have had photo ID, I wouldn't have been able to make the purchase. People need photo ID to function within our economy, And we've left ample time, passing this law early in the year, not requiring it until November. We've left ample time for every citizen that didn't have ID to secure the documents they would need to get that ID.
All right. Now, Representative, you know, whether or not the law is constitutionally enacted is one question. Whether it's good policy is another. And I'm interested in your view on what kind of voter fraud would be prevented by somebody by requiring ID. Aren't we talking about a situation where someone walks in and impersonates someone else? They would have to know that there's a registered voter there on that at that precinct, that the registered voter isn't going to show up, that the polling people won't know them. I mean, do you think this is actually happening, people coming in and impersonating people to cast votes?
Yes. Yeah, actually, State Representative Bernie O'Neill serves in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and during our debate on the floor, he testified to the body that he went to vote as an elected official even. And when he showed up to vote, somebody had already voted in his place and signed on his line and signed his name in there. So, yes, it happens. I mean, there's impersonation that occurs. There's fictitious voter registrations that have been filed, which result in fictitious individuals being on the voter rolls, which then anybody can vote as that fictitious individual if you don't have a photo voter ID in place to actually stop it. And you have illegal aliens that are voting or foreign nationals that are here legally that may be voting. The burden is not on the legislature to prove that this type of voter fraud occurs, because whether it's occurring now or not, we don't have a system in place to actually identify it. So you really can't tell how much impersonation is occurring if you don't have a checks and balance in place to actually identify it in the first place. And even more importantly, the legislature has a responsibility to ensure that the elections have integrity, that the process has integrity, that the electorate can have confidence that their vote is being cast and that they're not being undermined by illegally cast votes.
Okay, Representative, I'm sorry to interrupt. I did want to ask you about this, and this is a document I'm sure you're aware of that was filed by the Commonwealth defending the voter ID law in the current litigation over the Pennsylvania law. And the Commonwealth attorneys acknowledge there have been no investigations or prosecutions of in-person voter fraud in Pennsylvania, that they don't have knowledge of any such investigations. They offer no evidence that in-person voter fraud has,
you know,
in
what?
Fact
it's,
occurred.
It's not my, responsibility to actually identify an attorney that is knowledgeable. You know, it's not my fault that the attorney for the state is ignorant. We have cases. We have the 1998 case where the state senator's election was overturned. We have 1993 rather. We have 1998 prosecution of a congressman for election fraud.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Representative, but the 1993 case I'm very familiar with. I covered that as a reporter in Philadelphia. That involved absentee voter fraud. It led to changes in the way
in which this new photo voter ID law has within it. Changes in our absentee ballot process also to try and stop the fraud,
right,
requiring people to provide more information or photo ID when they're actually getting a absentee ballot requested to sent to their home also.
Indeed, it does.
So this law goes further than just photo ID at the polls, but it's also going to require photo ID for absentee ballots if they're not able to provide their driver's license number, last four of their Social Security number.
Right. But I just wanted to make the point that in that case, in that 1992 state Senate election,
1993.
Well, I think the election was in 92, I think. Or it was a special election in 93,
election,
perhaps.
Yeah.
You're right. Very good. In the case of that 1993 election, that the kinds of fraud that occurred was already addressed when they changed the rules by which absentee ballot applications and the ballot themselves could be transported. Before that,
well,
they could be transported.
I think it most certainly hasn't been addressed, just based on the most recent commissioner's report from Philadelphia with all of the problems they just had in this year's primary at the polling place. And we've had absentee ballot fraud committed here in Butler County back in 1999 that ended up getting prosecuted. The individuals that got prosecuted ended up getting a slap on the wrist instead of really hammered about it as they should have been. But that's another situation we have to try and rectify with the courts.
Representative,
But once again, this whole focus on, well, how much fraud's occurring, what kind of fraud are you stopping? You really can't identify the fraud without having a checks and balance in the place in the first place. So, you know, to identify how much impersonation is going on, you would need to have some process in place where you could actually identify it, and we don't. because okay. we didn't have photo voter ID until now.
All right. I do want to move on, but I just wanted to say you mentioned a commissioner's report about the Philadelphia 2012 primary. I've read that report carefully. I've spoken extensively with its author, and in fact, there's a tiny handful of cases.
As I said, one illegally cast vote is one too many, and you can undo an election with one vote.
Representative, before I let you go, I do have to address this one question. A lot has been made of a videotaped comment by Mike Terzai. You know him well. He's the state House Majority Leader in Pennsylvania. When speaking at a Republican state committee meeting, he was talking about legislative accomplishments, and he said, voter ID, which will allow Governor Romney to win Pennsylvania, has been enacted. And people have looked at that and said that there is a partisan motive here. Republicans think when this is done, it will help them because fewer Democrats will get to the polls. What about that?
Well, I think there's a partisan motive to the opposition. I think that's because the majority of Democrats that are trying to stop voter photo ID don't want to see the fraud stopped. I think Mike Terzai's comments were in the context of if we stop the fraud, then a Republican in a Democrat-leaning state can still have an opportunity to win. But we know from the Obama administration's a quick review of our law, what the Department of Justice is now doing, trying to claim that they're investigating our law when it's based on the model legislation in Indiana that was held up to be constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. All of the opposition from the NAACP, the ACLU, all the Democrats that voted against this in the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania, they are trying to protect status quo. I believe they're trying to protect the fraud that they know they have happened at the polls that allows some of them to win.
So you think Democrats are perpetrating widespread fraud at the polls?
I believe that Democrats are perpetrating fraud at the polls, and I believe that they know that that by allowing status quo, by not requiring photo voter ID, that yes, Democrats have a better chance to win because they have a better chance to corrupt the process. I think that's where the attention should be changed. I mean, everybody's focused on Mike Terzai's comments about, Mitt Romney can win because of voter photo ID. Well, why shouldn't everybody want a level playing field? Jimmy Carter did. Why are all these other Democrats afraid to actually allow us to have a process in place that identifies that somebody is who they claim to be when they show up to vote? Other than they're protecting status quo, they're protecting the fraud that's been perpetrated, and they want to ensure that the fraud can continue by groups like Acorn and others that support their left-leaning policies.
You're right that Terzai didn't say it's going to give us the election. His point was when you allow an honest election, then we have a chance to win. I grant you that. But what evidence can you offer that Democrats are stealing elections in Pennsylvania? I mean, this is a pretty serious accusation.
What I've just said is that by them defending the status quo, they're defending the ability to corrupt the process. And the process has been corrupted. And why else would somebody defend allowing the process to be corrupted unless they were benefiting from it?
Well, I think what they say is there are plenty of people who may not have photo ID, but who are elderly or poor and who are known by their poll workers to live in the community and have been allowed to vote for years and years.
Yeah, and that's their argument, but it's nonsense.
You've heard people call this a new poll tax, and the logic is that while the voter ID issued by the Department of Transportation might be free, the documents that they need to get that ID aren't. I mean, that there's expense and effort involved, and that impacts poor people more. What do you say?
I would say that all these arguments don't carry any weight, that they were all made already against the Indiana law, that it's not too great a burden to expect somebody to have photo ID, and that to help them with that effort, we have provided free of charge a photo ID. Now, they certainly might have to have other accompanying documentation, but they may need that documentation for other areas of their life also. They most likely do. So it's a responsibility that individuals need to grab hold of in the process of trying to get hold of the photo ID that they're going to need now under the law. This has been argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court's on the side of the people of the United States of America. The majority of the people want voters to use photo ID when they go to vote. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that it's a burden that isn't too great a burden for a citizen to comply with, and citizens just need to embrace that new responsibility and show up with their voter photo ID and do what they need to do these months before the election to secure it.
Representative Metcalf, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Darrell Metcalf is a Republican state legislator from Pennsylvania and prime sponsor of the state's voter ID law, which was upheld in a court ruling today.